Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, over a dozen people have been killed in Saudi Arabia's attacks on Yemen. Latest attack targeted the Qamar district of Sada'a province. Three people, including a child, lost their lives in rocket fire. And then in a separate attack, Saudi warplanes bombed Yemen's oil company in the capital, Sana'a, leaving four people dead there. And earlier in the day, seven Yemenis, that is, pardon, including three children and two women, were killed as Saudi jets targeted three provinces of Sada'a, Amran, and Hodeidah. It's been more than 3 years now Saudi Arabia is bombing Yemen. Aggression has left well over 14,000 people dead and thousands of others displaced. Joining us now out of Bluefield is Colin Covell, political commentator. Hello, Mr. Covell. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, Riyadh just is getting away with whatever it wants to get away with, obviously. I mean, just to try to root out the Ansarullah, it's willing to, you know, target a plethora of, you know, civilian targets, and no one's saying a thing. Why?
Mr. Arias, this is the continuous carnage by Saudi Arabia in its illegal war it launched in March of 2015 against the Yemeni people. It's trying to reimpose a puppet government over the Yemeni people, and the Yemeni people have had enough of decades-long Saudi puppet rulers. So they are fighting back against a very sophisticated military force that has F-15 fighters supplied by the United States, that has weaponry, guns, and all sorts of equipment that are supplied by the United States. And most importantly, it has continuous refueling in the air of Saudi bombing missions by the United States. So the United States is directly involved in this war, and it is illegal from the United States point of view because Congress has not approved this war. That is why Senators Bernie Sanders, Murphy, and Lee right now are trying to impose the War Powers Resolution in order to stop this war. But Donald Trump is intent on supporting his good buddy, Mohammed bin Salman, the heir apparent to the Saudi throne. In other words, another unelected dictator who wages war against the Arabian people.
Okay, and if we put aside the issue of Donald Trump supporting MBS and what he's doing to Yemen, what about the fact of the atrocities against Yemeni civilians? How is that overlooked by the UK, by London, and by Washington, the so-called champions of democracy and human rights?
It does put a lie to that claim by the United States that we are champions of democracy. But as you know, Saudi Arabia has on retainer over 16 public relations firms in London and many more in the United States that keep this war out of the eyes of the American people. And of course, they aided and abetted and supported the election of Donald Trump. So he is only interested in selling weaponry to the Saudis. As well, the British are only interested in reestablishing their base on the Arabian Peninsula in Bahrain. So both of these superpowers are complicit in supporting this unelected dictatorial monarchy, not only in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and UAE and elsewhere, but they're very scared of the wave of democracy that was set loose by the Iranian Revolution in 1979, and that is spreading. They're very afraid that the Arabian people are rising up and demanding democracy. They do not want unelected dictators who steal their resources, who kill their people, and who don't care about the fate of the population.
Thank you for your input and for joining us back on the program out of Bluefield, Mr. Colin Covell, political commentator.